Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt. He's taken a few days off and he'll be back on Monday morning. But right now we are going to talk to a guy who has changed my life in the garden. Bob Zini is on the line with us. He is commonly referred to as the Chicago Tomato Man. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Wendy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I know tomorrow is May, and let me just tell you, when I first started planting tomatoes many, many years ago, I always got the early girl variety because they fruited earlier than other plants, and I didn't really have a lot of luck with them. Last year, I got some tomatoes from you, the Chicago Tomato Man, and boy, did I have a harvest.
Well, we're doing our best to give you the plants that produce for you.
All right. Well, questions, comments, 312-981-7200 is the number to call. All right. So I usually plant my tomatoes at Memorial Day weekend. I know a lot of people want to know, when is the best time to put the tomatoes in the ground?
The traditional date is Mother's Day. Around May 15th. There are people who are aggressive who are going to put them in probably this weekend.
Really?
Which that's okay. It's been a warm spring. And if you are obsessive, if you, like me, suffer from the heartbreak of OGD, obsessive gardening disorder, but I would wait at least until next weekend at the earliest.
All right. And I have to ask you about heirloom tomatoes. Heirloom is something that's passed on from generations to generations. Is that the definition of an heirloom tomato?
Oh, boy. Now you're really jumping into a controversy among the tomato cult. passed around for generations, I think the Seed Savers Exchange has this hard and fast rule, I believe, that says it has to be 50 years old, which, I mean, so if it's 49 years old, that's not an heirloom. I mean, it's kind of arbitrary. The definition is kind of loose, and not a lot of people agree on exactly what it is. I mean, my definition is, as long as it's bred using traditional techniques, as long as it's not, the genes are tweaked or anything like that, it falls into the broad definition of an heirloom.
I just thought an heirloom tomato was a tomato that didn't look like your typical red tomato.
Well, I think that means a good tomato is anything you don't get at the supermarket.
There is nothing like a homegrown tomato, I'll tell you that. How do you plant your tomato plants? I know that some are containers. And listeners, if you go to ChicagoTomatoMan.com, he has lots of tips. I don't know if you still have tomato varieties available. I ordered mine online. I'm going to pick them up May 17th at pop-up locations. Are there any plants still available, or your shop is closed for the year?
No, we're open. We're still open.
Okay.
And if people want tips and techniques, it's under the growing tab. If people want to take a look at what varieties we have available and purchase them under the shop by name page, that lists them all. And we still have probably 150 varieties still left.
Jeez.
And the pickup locations are open from around the 17th, and then I think our last one's on June 8th.
And they're all over town. They're in the suburbs, they're in the city. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we have some listeners who have questions for you, Bob. Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt for the next couple of days. He'll be back on Monday. We are talking to Bob Zini, the Chicago Tomato Man. And all right, so I have ordered the Creole and the Napa Rose. Are those some good varieties?
Definitely. The Creole is a great variety for heat tolerance. It's late in the season, so you can expect something maybe late August, maybe a little earlier. But if it's extremely hot, Creole is the best choice. And that rose is a really beautiful kind of pinkish coral colored tomato that like looks great in a salad.
Mm. I love a fresh tomato, I'm telling you. 708 says, I have ordered my tomatoes. Please ask Bob how to prepare the soil.
Make sure it's good and loose. I was talking to someone the other day, and he was talking that he had a lot of clay, and you really need to till a lot of amendments into the soil. And so put in potting soil. I like to put in some sphagnum peat moss, which I'm pronouncing incorrectly, no doubt, mushroom compost, and worm castings, maybe, you know, a few cups of worm castings. And worm casting is worm poop, by the way. So use gloves.
Okay. I didn't know. I've recently gotten into indoor planting, and they said, oh, it's good to put worm castings in there because it gives some nutrients to the soil. I didn't know it was worm poop. So thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, I like the way they use castings, like think that through. Now, what is that about?
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, thoughts on eggshells, 309 wants to know. Do those help or hurt?
It can help. I would grind them up. I don't use any food directly into the soil. I put it on the compost heap, but you know, between squirrels and raccoons and chipmunks, they'll dig to eat that, and I don't want the soil all dug up. I'm not a big fan of putting raw food into the soil.
All right, 708. How do you keep those squirrels from taking a bite and leaving the rest? That is such a waste of a tomato.
I throw netting over it. I've tried the sprays. Mothballs, peppermint, cinnamon, cayenne pepper, you know, and I just throw a net over it when the fruit is starting to approach ripeness. Mm-hmm. I throw the net over because squirrels, I this is a family program, and so I won't express opinion.
Okay. 312, if I don't have a garden bed, is there a way to grow tomatoes in a container? Absolutely, right, Bob?
Absolutely. Potting soil, mushroom compost, and our favorite worm castings. You know, maybe on a 6-1-1 mixture. And, you know, depending on the size of the plant, if it's a big plant, you need a big pot. Small plant, like we sell a tabletop, which quite a few varieties in that size that don't get over 12 to 18 inches. But you do have to have a lot of sun no matter where they're at.
And you do have to water them. How often? I mean, every day? Depending on the heat, I know. But
Yes.
Every day.
What you want to do is keep, you want to keep the soil moist, kind of like a moist sponge. You don't want to get it, you don't want to let it get dry, and you don't want to make it real soggy, because if you have a lot of variation in the amount of moisture in the soil, it's almost a guarantee that your tomatoes will crack, you know, right around the top of the stem.
Yeah, you don't want to see cracks in the soil where it's dried up, because that will equal cracks in your tomatoes. I can give you that advice firsthand.
that's a fact.
All right. Good morning, Tomato Man, says 224. I'm in Wisconsin. I have great success with Roma tomatoes, jelly bean tomatoes, but cherry tomatoes, not so much. Any suggestions?
I don't know what is happening there. I mean, they if you have success in one type of tomato, that same kind of care and treatment should work for all other kinds of tomatoes. Now, if the Romas are especially hardy, they might be able to tolerate a little bit more neglect. But I what works for one works for all the plants.
Yeah, one would think that. And when is the proper time to harvest? Because of the squirrels in my yard, I would sometimes pick them when they were just a little bit blush colored and then let them ripen on my windowsill. Is that a good time to do it, or should you leave it on the plant until it's fully ripe?
That person is exactly right. If you have problems with squirrels, pull them off when they are not quite ripe yet. And, you know, there's green tomatoes and yellow tomatoes, so the color is less of a determinant than the way they feel. They should be firm but not hard, soft but not squishy. And as they ripen, they will soften up. So if you could first start feeling them softening up, pull them off, put them on the windowsill upside down.
So oh.
Pull them off and put them upside down. The closer to the window, the better.
All right. And one final question. Tomato cages or steaks? I have spiral steaks and tomato cages. Which do you recommend?
Either one. As long as you keep it staked up. And I use zip ties. You know, you use those twisty wires, and if you tighten it too much, it will start cutting into the branch or the stem as it grows. So I use zip ties, and whatever works, towers, cages, either one, stakes.
All right, ChicagoTomatoMan.com. You can order some plants. There are how many new varieties this year, 2025 varieties? How many more this year than last year?
35, 40? Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
You're unbelievable. All right, so
thanks.
tips and techniques, whether you're doing container in a garden and order your plants, and Bob Zini, ChicagoTomatoMan.com. I hope to speak to you again once I get them in the ground.
Okay, give me a call. I'm around.
All right, happy growing.